Okay, Valerian, you're going to kick off Dominica's participation at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. You'll be first up on deck, boxing. You're going to be facing a fighter from Scotland. Basically, you've been here about almost 2 weeks. A lot of preparations. How confident are you heading into the Games?
I'm very confident. This is my second Commonwealth Games, so I'm a lot more experienced than I was 4 years ago. I've trained really hard for this. There's no one in my category I can't beat if I'm performing, so I'm going to be going out there and doing my best.
You're sounding extremely confident. In terms of the work that you've been doing, tell us a little bit about your training.
Yeah, so the training's varied. It ranges from types of sprints. So 3 or 4 times a week I'll do interval hill sprints, 2 strength and conditioning sessions a week, roughly around 5 boxing sessions a week, which is sparring, technical work, fitness, also on top of that, competition as well. Need all those things in place, and I've been hitting all my targets for those things, so I'm in a good place.
And your husband is also your head coach. How much of an advantage is that for you, you know, having to work with your husband?
It means I can't get lazy and switch off. He's always on at me, so there's no skipping any sessions. He produces the best out of me. We work as a good team.
And you mentioned also that this is not your first Commonwealth Games, and you've also participated in a number of big bouts around the world representing Dominica. In terms of the experience that gives you, how do you think this is going to help you this time around?
Yeah, exactly. So I've competed in several big tournaments over the last few years, several international tournaments. I qualified for the Pan American Games, which was a similar tournament scale-wise to the Commonwealth Games. Experience counts a lot in boxing. It will only help me.
No, it's going to be also, you know, a lot of the people back home are also going to be looking out for you, especially given what happened after Hurricane Maria. You know, we need some hope back home. So you look really looking forward to at least trying to medal that and bring them some glory for Dominica.
Oh, that is, I would absolutely love to bring a medal back for Dominica. Dominica have never won a medal at the Commonwealth Games, so I would love to be that first person to bring a medal back.